Welcome to Free Daily Bible Study, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today we will be talking about learning the story of the Bible. I love the story of the Bible. I love the raw visual imagery that God uses in the Old Testament to foreshadow how the glory of Jesus would be revealed in the New Testament. I love the way the beginning of the Bible buzzes with the anticipation of a well-kept secret, hinting constantly about the greatest surprise in the history of creation, the coming of Jesus into the world. I love how from beginning to end, the whole Bible reveals the glory of the triune God, piece by piece, step by step. I love the story of the Bible, and I want to help you love it too. The only way, though, to learn how the Bible works, how every poem fits in, what purpose every law serves, what every person teaches us in the unfolding narrative of Scripture, is to read through the Bible chapter by chapter. There's no other way to do it. Overviews and surveys of the Bible are helpful to get some kind of grasp at a very high level of what's happening, but it's really just impossible to see the full scope of the Bible story without regularly reading all the way through the whole Bible. The problem, though, is that reading through the Bible can be very challenging. The names, the customs, the laws, the genealogies, the styles of writing in a lot of cases are just not the most easy to understand accessible things for people to read right off the bat. So a lot of well-meaning Christians this year will make a resolution, perhaps for the umpteenth time, to read through the Bible only to become discouraged pretty quickly and to quit reading probably somewhere around the book of Leviticus. I don't want that to happen to you this year. So to help, I've written a series of daily meditations. Every one of them are short, less than 500 words. And every day as you get these meditations, they're going to help explain to you the context, the meaning, and the significance of every passage in the Bible, chapter by chapter. We'll be using the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and in 2015, the meditations are going to focus on reading from Genesis through 2 Chronicles, which is roughly about a third of the Bible. Lord willing, then, we'll move on to cover the rest of the Bible over the following 3 years. If you're familiar with the McShane Bible Reading Plan, essentially we're going to be studying the first track of readings in that plan. Best of all, just like the name Free Daily Bible Study sounds like, you're going to be able to get this for free. I don't want to charge you anything for this. So there are 4 ways for you to get Free Daily Bible Study at no cost to you. The first is just to go to the website at freedailybiblestudy.com. Every day you'll be able to log on to the website, and the day's meditation for the chapter that we're reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan will be right there for you. But what I would recommend that you do more, option number 2, would be to subscribe to receive every day's meditation by email. There are a couple reasons to do this. First of all, you don't have to remember to visit the website every day. You'll just have it waiting for you in your email inbox when you wake up. But also, I'm going to send a few other pieces of information, a few other items that may interest you in your study of the Word of God that you're only going to be able to get if you subscribe through email. So to do that, go to freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe. That's freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe. So that's the second way that you can get Free Daily Bible Study for free. The third way is by podcast. If you're listening to this, you might be the kind of person who likes to put podcasts on your phone and listen to them while you're in the car or exercising or just around the house. If you go to freedailybiblestudy.com/podcast, you'll have information there about how to subscribe so you can receive each day's meditation in audio format automatically to your phone or iTunes or whatever you're using to manage your podcasts. The fourth way, and this is kind of if you're a power user who reads a lot of blog articles, if you do have an RSS feed reader, the really simple way to add Free Daily Bible Study to your day's reading is just to add freedailybiblestudy.com/feed to your RSS reader, and then each day's meditation will be pulled right in with the rest of your blog articles that you're reading. So go to freedailybiblestudy.com for more information. Again, to subscribe by email, it's freedailybiblestudy.com. To learn more information about about the podcast, it's freedailybiblestudy.com/podcast. And if you just want to add the feed to your feed reader, your RSS reader, it's freedailybiblestudy.com/feed. Again, my name is Jacob Gerber, and I am so excited to study with you the whole story of the Bible in 2015. Join me, and again, more information is at freedailybiblestudy.com.